Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. This is Arab English Radio and you're listening to You Station. I am Bita.
And I'm Asma, once again.
If you are in our sweet, sweet home.
Yeah. Ever since we were kids, I'm so sure that you have had the same experience and the audiences. Guys, I'm just so sure that what I'm going to say is just the same story that has happened to many of you.
Yeah.
When I was a kiddo, we had this house of my grandparents. We went there, and then all the kids together. And then back in time, we were too much of kids, you know, not like right now.
Nice.
Just one, two, or three. No, we were like this bunch of kids together. And then I had some kids of my own age. Among them, there was a cousin of mine. She was just the same as my age, 1 year older than me. Now, the thing is that she was always on my nerve. How? Well, she started to show off even about the shoes she was wearing.
Come on.
At that age, right now, when I just look back and I just see her behavior, I say, what happens to a girl, to a six-year-old girl, to be that pompous?
Yeah, I know. Because I had the same experience. And unfortunately, I wasn't born in a kind of crowded family that there were a lot of kids. No, it wasn't like that.
So you were like the other generation.
Yeah, the other side. I was the first kid in my family from both sides, my parents and my father and my mother. And for 8 years, there was no one around me. Yeah, I was an only
child. I don't know
child.
If it's a blessing or if it's
I don't know either.
A blessing.
I don't know either. So, you know, I was a pure only child. Okay.
So lonely.
And when I just went to school, it was kind of new world to me. Just a lot of people and my age, mm-hmm. and I saw them. And there was a friend of mine, and she was always showing off about, I don't know, her siblings, her tablet, cell phone. At that time, having a tablet was something kind of like a blessing that not all of the people and none of the kids have the chance to have a tablet.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she was like, okay, I'm so rich, and I traveled to that country, to this country, and you know, it was meaningless for me at that age, whatever she was telling me. And I was like, maybe she is trying to catch my attention or something like that because she wants me to be friends with her. But after a kind of long time, I just figured out that people are evaluating themselves by these kind of things, by showing off the things that they may not have.
Yeah, well,
and
you know,
this is the point.
Now we talked about the time when we were kids and teenagers. Just imagine, as we grew older and we came into society with older people, we saw that, okay, it does not cease to exist. It not only stops to exist, but also it starts to grow in another format.
Yeah.
Now you can see many grown-ups who just show off to each other. At the age of 40, I don't know, 50, 60, whatever age they have, they do not learn the fact that whatever you have, maybe it's a blessing, maybe it's a test, whatever that you have, is not just a thing that's going to be eternal for you. You're not going to take it with you to the grave.
And you know, sometimes showing off is not about the things that you have. It's about the things that you don't, but you wish for to have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the inferiority complex that we have in just psychological aspects, and we talk about it, that you feel inferior, and because of this feeling inferior, you want to prove that you are superior to other people, to yourself.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this is something really sad that I see, especially in some people on social medias. You know, this is something really common in social medias, that people show a picture of them, themselves that they don't have, but they wish to have.
You actually are pointing at the very reasons of why people show up.
Yeah.
And it's very true. Sometimes it comes out of the lacks that you feel deep down, and it's very sad. So before we penetrate into some more reasons, let's go for a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Okay, so we're talking about this showing off things that people show off about the things that they don't have. I wish we could show off about the time that we have in Youth Station, but unfortunately this is the only thing that we always don't have, you know? Always talking about these beautiful things, and by the way, this is Youth Station. So
yes, and we're here talking about pompous people who show off all the time, and they are these hated people everywhere.
They are. But
nobody likes them.
But sometimes you feel pity for these people. That
of course. The first thing that gets into your mind is that, for example, when I see women feeling so happy about the gold or the piece of jewelry they have bought,
this is
and
foolish.
Then they start to show off in front of their,
yeah.
I don't know, in their communities, they start to just brag about the things they have. The first thing that gets into my mind is pity, because I just feel like there is something somewhere in her life that is missing, and she tries to fill that void with her love for the jewels or for the gold or for anything.
You know, actually we were counting some of the reasons of this behavior of showing off that I mentioned, this inferiority complex, and right now you told me just one of the reasons that you're trying to feel something. And whenever the point of view of your life is so materialistic, I think showing off is somehow more highlighted. Because you are expressing the values and the priorities of your life into things that they don't matter, but you put your value in that thing.
Exactly.
Things. Like the gold, like money. And unfortunately, the actually trend is going in that way.
Yeah.
That the more money you have and the more you're showing off the money you have, you're loved by other people.
Yeah, you are a much up-to-date person.
Exactly.
But that's not true. Well, the concepts have changed so much. The other reason I could mention is the shallowness of their brain. You know, some people really, really, really do not have a school of thought for themselves.
Yeah.
They go without thinking. I am really much sorry for saying that, but unfortunately, some people would just accept it for themselves, not to elevate themselves with new thoughts, new ideas, with growing up, learning new stuff, you know, because you see, among those friends who just show off to each other about the things they have studied, just imagine, they show off about the things they have learned recently. There are some other people who would show off about the things they have because they do not have any other thing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean. And another thing is that sometimes you are communicating with other people, the people that are not in as the same class as you are.
Yeah.
By class, I mean maybe financial class or social class. And you, and this lack of yours that you feel in your life is somehow more emphasized, more highlighted. And you try to be someone else.
Yeah, you try to bring yourself up to their level, and that would actually kill you, I suppose.
This is sad.
So sad, so depressing, and so annoying, but unfortunately we see a lot of it nowadays. There's a lot of it back in there. See, there are too many reasons for that, for people to start showing off. But then what's the cure?
I think curing these kind of people is really difficult. Because
do you think such people would... as personally myself, usually when I look at them, I say, still my cousin is the same girl. She has not changed.
They won't change.
So from the age 6 that I just saw her more and more, up until now that we do not see each other, and we see each other just out of a blue moon, even right now, she feels the same girl. So when I just see her, I make sure that I just, it has become my belief after seeing her that there is no way for people to get cured out of this disease of showing off and bragging about the things they have.
Actually, it's a bit harsh to tell me that there is no way, but I have to admit that because, you know, I have a friend in university that she is always showing off everything. You know, she is somehow close to me and she tells me her difficulties and problems and so on. And once she told me something that was really interesting for me. She told me that I'm tired of pretending whatever I'm not, always pretending I'm happy, always pretending I'm rich. She just told me that even I'm pretending for my parents. And it was really dark for me too.
Yeah. So there's another reason, depression. Yeah. Depression makes you go for showing off and boast about the things you have. Yes, we're still talking about pompous people in Youth Station. Well, maybe we have mentioned these guys a lot in Youth Station. Maybe there have been many topics that we brought them into those topics because, you know, these guys are being so conspicuous nowadays. They are very much dominant, you know, because they can show themselves everywhere. And there is this media which has made everything pretty easy for them. They do not have to see other people to just show off. They put the photos and the videos in their pages and then everything is done.
Exactly.
So they can get to what they want. And then they get the comments. They can get the crying of other people. I don't know if they would feel happy or not, but there's another reason for that, which is they show off by their things, which are materialistic, of course, and mostly, they use it as a sort of distraction. You know, they want to distract themselves from the real life they have, as in a remedy. They do not want to believe what they are living in, and then they use this method as in a strategy to just fight against what they are living in reality.
And then after a time, you know, it will become their habit.
There is another aspect to this showing off. Back in time, or maybe even as in a religious aspect, from the religious point of view, people were showing off about the prayers they do.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And about the things they did. I mean, the charity stuff. We see that right now even. People pretend like they care for other people. They go for charity. But what happens actually behind the curtain is just the otherwise.
I know. And there are these kind of people that they're acting and pretending like, oh, I care about the poor people and the poor kids that are in the street. I don't know, the child labor. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thoughtful, as you see, you know. And I like that. And unfortunately, this is only a game for them.
Exactly.
To catch your attention, to have more attention. Yeah. Whenever someone is showing up for you, if you act like, oh my gosh, really, wow, or something like that, you are giving what they want. Okay.
Exactly.
So you have to stop it. Sometimes you have to, this is all you have in your life. This is all your life is. I don't know, showing off your car, your luxury car, your luxury life. Life is not all.
And trust me, you're not going to take it with you to the grave. The only thing that comes with you to the grave is your pure heart, is whatever goodness you have done to the entire humanity, is with the nice thinking that you have shared with other people. It is with the sparkles that you have shared in the world of human beings.
You know,
the care that you have for them.
Sometimes this actually pure heart that we see from other people is, again, showing off. So the intention really matters here.
Yeah, the
you
intention,
have to be pure intentionally.
And it's pretty clear, you know, the one that has got a good intention is totally clear from the one who does not have, who's just showing off with it,
so
who's just trying to brag about it and boast about it while it does not exist. And something for the record, to gist it all up, I would say that there's this verse in the Holy Book of Quran that says, "Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum." That means the noblest of you before Allah is the most righteous of you. So there's nothing to brag about unless your good deeds that you have done in God's eyes, not for people. With good intention, just the way you just said it. So I guess that makes it all That makes it all.
Yeah, and let me add this sentence that you have to have the attention of Allah Almighty instead of the attention of people. If you are thinking you're that kind of person who, you know, have a strong urge to have the other people's attention, then you are doing something wrong
in
your life.
You must just seek to gain his interest.
Exactly.
That's the only thing, with pure intention, of course.
Yeah.
So thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.